Imagine the possibilities at Governor State University. New labs, classrooms, student housing, and library. Discover it all at Open House Monday, October 10th from 10 to 2. Governor State, the university for your education, future, and success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. $0.
Pete's smart. He upgraded his carrier, too. Sprint is perfect for the new iPhone 7. You can stream, watch, post, chat, tweet, snap.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. $0 for 32 gigabytes with eligible trade-in. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Subject to $30 activation fee and credit, iPhone 7 requires trade-in of iPhone 6S or 6S Plus from the new line or eligible upgrade. $0 after 24 monthly credits with installment billing. Taxes due, etc. Early termination of installment agreement. Service results and remaining balance due. Offer coverage not available. Other restrictions.
Welcome to the sweet spot, where your home gets the innovative appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances, like a Samsung top load washer and electric dryer. They both accommodate larger loads and they're just $498 each. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra, see store for details.
I'm a friendly face. I'm familiar.
This is Jillian. She's been a Walmart pharmacist for 13 years.
A lot of my customers have been with me since they were kids.
Walmart Wellness Day helps Jillian get even more familiar with her community. Thanks to free blood pressure and blood glucose screenings and low-cost immunizations.
Walmart has an opportunity to provide care that I would want for my own family.
Get free health screenings and more at Walmart Wellness Day on October 15th from noon to 4 p.m. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Tonight,
your NL Central Division champion Cubs play on one radio station.
Bryant drives one in the air, left field. Back goes Frazier. It's over the wall. It's a home run for Bryant. He's over 100 RBIs.
Listen for the hometown call with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer for every Cubs playoff game right here. Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It is just past 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Matt Rotowald with this scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves games make for great group outings. Bring your pack to a game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com today. We now know when the Cubs will play this weekend. Game times are out and where you can watch them if you're going to watch on TV. Friday for game one, 8:15 is the start time. First pitch at Wrigley. That game is going to be on FS1. Game two, Saturday at 7:08 p.m. for the first pitch at Wrigley Field on the MLB Network. You can watch those games there. It'll be the latest game of the night. Cubs will have a simulated game tomorrow and a workout on Wednesday and Thursday before game one of the NLDS on Friday and Saturday. A reminder, you can hear all postseason games right here on 670 The Score. No games today, and the American League wildcard game features the Blue Jays and Orioles. That's tomorrow in Toronto. Chris Tillman and Marcus Stroman, now the pitching matchup there. Wednesday, it'll be the Giants and Mets in the National League. Madison Bumgarner taking on Noah Syndergaard. The White Sox officially named Rick Renteria as the team's manager.
No one has promised anything. You've got to go out there and continue to do your job on a daily basis and take it for what it is. Just keep pushing and hopefully things work out. You know, but I've learned that just don't take anything for granted. That's all.
That's Renteria on with Goff and Holmes earlier today. You can hear the entire interview at SpiegelandGoff.com. The 40th manager in White Sox history taking over after Robin Ventura officially stepped down yesterday. The Bears are feeling good. John Fox is. What about your quarterback situation?
Well, I think, we'll just wait and see on Jay. You know, right now it's a projection because we don't know the health yet, and we're not going to put him back out there until he's 100%, and we'll evaluate that this week.
And even then, he went on to place further doubt in who would be the starting quarterback once Jay was healthy when he continued to talk to the media this afternoon. That was John Fox this morning on with WBBM. 17-14 win over Detroit means the Bears are now 1-3 on the season. Back to work as they get ready for the Colts coming up on Wednesday. And a move today with C.J. Wilson back in the fold. He was re-signed. Raheem Mostert was let go. Vikings and Giants tonight. Monday Night Football. We'll have it at 6:45 right here on The Score. The Packers have the week off. Illinois announces a massive $132 million renovation plan for Memorial Stadium. No corporate name coming, though. Could take 4 years to complete it in full. Scoreboard update is brought to you in part by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. And join Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show tomorrow from 6 to 10 p.m. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear linebacker Lance Briggs. That's from 7 to 8:30. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. I'm Matt Rotowald, and you're listening to the radio home for the NL Central champion Chicago Cubs. Listen to every postseason game right here with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. It's Chicago Playoff Baseball on 670 The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. And if you follow the Mully and Hanley show on Twitter, which you should at Mully and Hanley, then you would already know this, so I apologize. But White Sox general manager Rick Hahn will join the boys tomorrow morning at 8:40 a.m. right here on The Score.
We are here to honor the greatest baseball broadcaster who ever lived, Vin Scully.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant evening to you, wherever you may be. It's time for Dodger baseball.
Big bouncer over the mound, over second base. Up with it is Mantilla, throws low and wild. Dodger scores, we go to Chicago. The Cinderella team of the National League. And it had to be the Dodgers.
It is 9:46 p.m. in the city of the Angels, Los Angeles, California. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed the perfect game.
It looks like he's going to burn a flag, and Rick Hyundai runs and takes it away from him. I think a guy was going to set fire to the American flag. Can you imagine that?
Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter. If you have a sombrero, throw it to the sky. It is gone. Miracle upon miracle. He's hit another one. Mike Piazza has just put a fillip to one of the more dramatic moments of the year, and he gets another curtain call. Tadeo Nomo has done what they said could not be done. He has pitched a no-hitter. He's done it. Clayton Kershaw pitches a no-hitter.
0-1 to Dolly.
Swung on a high fly ball to deep left field to Dodger. Division and will celebrate on schedule. They are going wild at Dodger Stadium. Down here, we would greet you by saying, "G'day, Mike."
The Dodgers received a Twitter, or do you say twit? Anyway, the twit read, "Hector Noesi, trying for his first victory since the discovery of fire. I'm doing the best to translate. You gotta be blinking me. Blinking unbelievable. No way. No blinking way. No bloody way."
Belt is 3 for 27. That's a picket fence. 111. Sounded like he hit it with a bunch of celery.
You remember Blackbeard, an English pirate? Blackbeard's real name was Edward Teach. Born in England and roamed the seas, and he didn't have anything on Brian Wilson.
Bumgarner dated a girl in high school named Madison Bumgarner, and it hit him. Look out here. That's fertilizer, says Kemp. That is fertilizer.
Tony Gwynn. I used to love to tease him, but I would say to him, "You know, Tony, I've been giving it a lot of thought. You ought to learn to bunt."
And uh-oh, now Bumgarner, fury. Watch his feet. "What would you do to me? What would you do to me?"
Sharon, momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher.
"The good Lord has allowed me to do what I've always wanted to do. Broadcast my favorite game."
Bo Jackson comes up.
That Bo down there, that's a pretty interesting hobby he has for his vacation. When baseball ends, he winds up playing football. I don't know if there's ever been anything.
Keith Mitchell, it is gone. Kirby Puckett with a game-winning home run against Charlie Lee Brown. Fastball is hit to left field, down the line, in the corner, home run. the 2-1 pitch over the left field wall. And the Toronto Blue Jays, world champions yet again.
Standing ovation for Henry Aaron. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. At 10 minutes after 9 in Atlanta, Georgia, Henry Aaron has eclipsed the mark set by Babe Ruth.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Dodger Stadium in game one. And look who's coming up. You talk about a roll of the dice. This is it.
Now, when we retire, we don't have this game anymore. We'll always have your voice.
I've always thought it was attributed to Dr. Seuss, but apparently not. It's still a good line, and it's one certainly I've been holding on to for, well, I think most of the year. The line is, don't be sad that it's over. Smile because it happened. That was awfully nice. The umpire just stood up and said goodbye. As I am saying goodbye, I have said enough for a lifetime. And for the last time, I wish you all a very pleasant good afternoon.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
3:10 here on Sports Radio 670. The Score. The excellent production work from our guy Chris Tannehill. Tribute to Vin Scully. His final broadcast yesterday afternoon.
One of the worst things that ever happened to the MLB.com package, the TV package,
yeah,
is him retiring, because there are just a lot of people I know that got it, not just for their own teams, but they got it for him so that they could catch some Dodgers games, you know, living out of the market.
Yeah, several teams over the last few weeks, including the Cubs, when they were there, they let Vin do a whole inning on their broadcast, which was really cool. And I know other teams did that as well. And I've never had the baseball package just to go out and get, but I always enjoyed, you know, hearing Vin and whatever stuff that Chris would bring back to the show, or Terry had heard the night before, wanted to bring onto the show. It was always outstanding. Always enjoyed listening to it. But I was glad that I never got a whole lot of Vin. You know what I mean? Because like, it's not as difficult for me to say goodbye to the guy, to, you know, yesterday. Because it wasn't a regular part of my baseball summers, which I know for a lot of people, like you said, it has been, and it was a very emotional thing for a lot of people, not even Dodgers fans yesterday, to lose Vin Scully.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to hear that, and I'm the same way. I didn't listen to him every day. Clearly, I think most of us know how good he was,
right,
and had heard many games, but it wasn't like every single day you're listening to a game. What was it like for you when Harry died? I mean, were you to that point? Some people I knew were to that point where, okay, it's
no,
time
you know,
to go.
With Harry, because I started watching the Cubs, and I'm not going to say the year because you think I'm doing it on purpose, but it was 83.
With 83.
With Harry, it was more like there was a sad emotional thing. But Harry was more like a character to me. In Cubs broadcast, and he was more of like.
But there's still comfort in that.
There was. See, the guy that will affect me, and I hope it doesn't happen anytime soon, will be Steve Stone, because Steve Stone was a guy that I grew up learning baseball from. You know what I mean? And his broadcasting techniques and skills and the uniqueness to what he brings to a game. That's a guy I identified with as learning and growing up and learning things, and you know, to see him, well, I would expect this pitch here, or I would drop this pitch in here, and to see it happen, and you know, if you go to the outside here, he's likely to ground out to second, and you get the double play, and then you know, 2 seconds later, there's a ground out to second baseman.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff where I really had an attachment with Steve Stone. So getting to meet him and know him personally was really cool when that happened, when we came over to start working with the station. So that was really cool. That's where my emotional connection goes to.
Yeah, and part of that is
is clearly personal too, because we, you know him, I know him too, and
It started well before that though, because that was because my voice of like baseball. There's a whole group of fans right now that are Cub fans that started listening when they were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, started watching the games. And for a decade now, Len Casper has been their voice. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to grow up associating baseball calls and associating the Cubs and their love of baseball with Len Casper as their broadcaster.
Right.
And that's what happened with me with Steve Stone.
And Stone is, and he built that reputation you're talking about, because you could, if you asked anybody, 10 years ago, what they thought of Steve Stone, or the first thing that came to your mind when you mentioned that name was, yeah, everything he says is going to happen, it happens right after he says it. Everybody used to talk like that about
him.
And I think it's a little bit different now, just because of the dynamic on the South Side, and it's not the same kind of broadcast. So you don't hear that as much anymore. And maybe it's partly because a lot of people aren't watching.
Yeah, see, that's what makes me mad too, about not being able to get through White Sox broadcast, because I want to do it to hear Stoney, but I can't do it because I just don't want to hear Hawk.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, no, it's just my choice. Matter of preference. Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is, and it aggravates me that in order to hear Stone, I got to hear foolishness and silliness. I can't do it. Lots of great feedback there from Tanny's tribute to Vin Scully here on the text at 6711, which is brought to you by Grossinger. You're going to have that posted on Twitter? People will be able to jump on
SoundCloud. Cody's working on posting that to the Score website, so follow at 670 The Score and at Chris Tannehill, and you'll get it shortly, I believe.
Awesome. Good. So if you want to get that, you can hear that or play it for people who maybe didn't get a chance to hear it just now, the Vin Scully tribute done by Chris Tannehill. And we're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. It's Chris Ranji, Matt Abaticola here in for Boers and Bernstein. 312-644-6767. Let's jump in Kevin from Joliet real quick. Kevin.
Hey, before you take the phone call, just so you know, John Fox said something interesting today.
It's all a problem.
Kevin, hang on a second, buddy.
Sorry, Kevin. John Fox, and this is according to our very own Chris Emma, John Fox hasn't stated that Jay Cutler will be the Bears starting quarterback when healthy. Today he suggested Brian Hoyer can earn the job. And he also said, this is a quote, "Anybody that's performing well, I don't think we're going to be likely to change."
Okay. So, but he didn't say that. Okay. All right.
I mean, he kind of globalized it a little bit.
Shocking.
But when he was
shocking that he would globalize something.
But when he was directly,
it's all a problem.
When he was asked directly about Hoyer and Cutler, that was his response. "Anybody that's performing well, I don't think we're going to be likely to change." So that's about as direct of a "Hoyer's our guy until further notice" that you're going to get from John Fox.
All right. Brian Hoyer's a backup. He's a career backup quarterback. So what he's shown himself to be, that's what he is. When your starter is back to being healthy, your starter should be playing. It's just that simple. If they go a different direction,
then Jimmy disagrees.
Who?
Jimmy.
Who's Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Who's Jimmy?
Johnson.
Jimmy. I was like, wait, did you know his name is John Fox, not Jimmy Fox?
No, Jimmy.
Mr. Baseball?
Yeah. Jimmy disagrees with you.
We'll play that in a second. Let's get back to Kevin and Joliet.
By the way, all people named Jimmy should have to speak about themselves.
Oh, for the love of God. Can you let Kevin Joliet talk on the
show?
Kevin,
hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
God, this guy's taking up all your time, Kevin. I apologize. You're done now. I got to put you on hold. He took all your time. Sorry.
Hey, real quick, Kevin, before you get into joking, go ahead. Kevin, please.
I just can't wait till this weekend, so I'm going to ask a Cubs question. With the latest streak that he's been on, has Montero solidified himself as a starter for everyone other than Mustard?
You know, I think so. I think he has. I think he has. I think Contreras, even though he started a ton of games this year when Miguel wasn't completely healthy and not really playing all that well, he's swinging a hot bat right now. He obviously knows how to call the games, and the pitchers are all comfortable with him. I would think maybe, if he is, that's fine. I'm not going to be upset about it. If Contreras doesn't start any games, and if Ross, starts Lester, and then Montero catches the other guys, that's fine. I don't think it's a bad thing. Do you think it's a bad thing or no?
No, I think it's great. I think he's been on a streak. He has like two. He has I think two walk offs now in like the past like 6 weeks. He had that rocket of a homer yesterday. I think it's a great idea to have him start. Arrieta obviously is much more comfortable with him. Hopefully that'll help Arrieta's like struggles to come postseason.
Yeah, that's fine. So if Montero, you know, has all the starters other than Lester, that's fine. I'm not gonna have a problem with that. If Contreras gets in there and gets a start, I'm fine with that too. So I mean, whatever direction Madden goes with as far as the catcher outside of Lester and Ross, I'm okay with either option, and I'm sure Contreras will get plenty of at bats and plenty of opportunities. If it's not at catcher, maybe you start Montero and you have Contreras and left to start a game, and you'd always flip flop and move Contreras in if you need to. So
I think it's pretty clear after as upset Arrieta was last week after the replacement was a 4 or 5 innings in, they brought in Contreras and let him. I think it's pretty clear that he's going to be back there for all 7 or 8, however long Montero or however long Arrieta's pitching in that game. So both of those guys.
That was also an issue of Arrieta just getting mad because he wasn't performing well. He didn't think the strike zone was fair, so. He came out the next day and talked about it, said that he just got, you know, over emotional, which is what he does.
That's still in there, though.
Yeah.
The fact that it came out even during frustration, that's still in him. That's the guy he wants back there.
What do you think of my my rotation? If I'm Madden and I'm starting, and I've said this for a couple weeks now, this is there's some time ago I said this on the show, that I start Lester game one, Hendricks game two. I want those guys pitching at Wrigley, and I would start John Lackey game three on the road. And I would do area. I mean, I'd start Jake four if four was needed in the first round.
I don't know. I don't know about pushing Arrieta back that far. I don't know. That's a tough call. I think that, you know, that you're not trying to coddle anybody, but you're also trying to not piss them off too much. And I think that the further back you push a guy who just won a Cy Young a year ago, I'm not sure how much that helps him when he does pitch.
He was last year's Cy Young winner. He's not this year.
No, I understand that. And that's so that to me says he shouldn't be starting game one, but I don't know that you push him back all the way to game four because he's not. That's a tough call for me. I think that Lackey is still your number four.
Okay. That's fine. And I have no issue if that's how it's going to end up that way. And that's fine.
Completely absolutely fine, fair. But Lester, Hendricks, Arrieta, and then go with Lackey.
What I read today about Hendricks, it was the first time since 45 a Cubs pitcher has led the NL in ERA, and it was the first time since like 38 a Cubs pitcher has led the Major League Baseball in ERA.
And he got two guys in the top five.
Yeah.
In the same rotation.
Pretty stupid.
Yeah, they've done okay.
Not too bad. Not too bad. John in Algonquin, you're on the score. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I didn't know if you caught it during the press conference with the White Sox one. Rick Hines was asked a question about how his team performed in the beginning of the season. He came out with the comment that he was surprised that they were playing that good and that he didn't expect them to play that good. And the way they played more to the middle of the season and the end of the season is what they were. How can you, as a general manager, that put a team together, and you're supposed to be putting a winning team together, how do you not expect them to play the best baseball they could? I mean, the Cubs came out of the gate.
Well, John, I think what he's saying, John, I think every GM wants to expect their guys to play their best baseball.
But 13 games over 500 in the first month, nobody, and not even the Cubs, are expecting that.
Had the best record at one point?
They were right there 1-2 with the Cubs.
Yeah, I don't think anyone had those expectations.
No, I mean, I think the players, the coaches, they all expect to be above 500 and winning, but that's a crazy pace of 23-10 is really, really, really good.
Right.
And I think just realistically, you're not expecting that as a GM. You just have to be smart about it. And I think he knew the team he had, and I think he believed it was going to be an above 500 team and maybe compete for the division. But nobody expected 23-10. That's like a historically good start. You don't get a lot of teams that do that well that early in the season.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, John, but I don't think, don't read too much negativity into that. You know,
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. It wouldn't be fair to yourself. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. It's Ron Giunabaticola. We're in for the Boers and Bernstein Show right here on Sports Radio 670.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Welcome to the sweet spot, where your home gets the innovative appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances, like a Samsung top load washer and electric dryer. They both accommodate larger loads and they're just $498 each. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas, dryer, extra. See store for details.
Gore.
History.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts, plus your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented in part by GhostBed.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Timberland Pro, the powertrain sport work shoe with anti-fatigue technology. Come to find out, it really does matter who plays quarterback for the Patriots. You actually start to believe that maybe it doesn't. Tom Brady gets suspended, and you simply plug in Jimmy Garoppolo, who tears it up. Garoppolo goes down. Next man up, rookie Jacoby Brissett, who plays like a 10-year vet in a beatdown of a would-be Super Bowl contender in Houston. It really doesn't matter who plays quarterback for them. Yes, it does, because Jacoby Brissett suddenly remembered that he was Jacoby Brissett, and the Bills harassed him and made him look like the rookie third stringer that he is. And you can stop with this nonsense that Tom Brady is, quote, a system quarterback. He's not. He might be the best quarterback ever, and he's coming off the best vacation ever to assume control of the team once again. Belichick might be the best ever, but it does matter who plays quarterback there. I'm Jim Rome.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
All right, the results are in, and 85% of people prefer Xfinity X1 to their current TV experience. You couple that with the fastest internet in America, and Xfinity definitely is the choice, and it should be the choice for your house as well. Hi, it's Matt Abaticola. I've had Xfinity for a couple years now at the house, and it really is great. The X1 system is the best in home entertainment. Starts with the X1 voice remote, which I love, and you think, all right, you've heard me talk about it. You say, well, what do I need that for? Let me give you a great example of what happened at my house over the weekend. The boys wanted to watch the dinosaur movie, and I had no idea what dinosaur movie they meant. I had thought, all right, you want to watch The Good Dinosaur? Do you want to watch one of the Jurassic Park movies, even though you probably shouldn't watch that? You know, what are we talking about here? And they kept saying no. I kept pulling them up on the TV screen. They said, no, no, no. So I just grabbed the Voice One remote. I pushed the button, and I said, show me dinosaur. And then dinosaur movies came up on the screen, and I went through picture by picture until we found the right one, and there it was. And sure enough, that was the one they had been watching. So we found their show, made them happy, and I looked like a superhero because of the X1 voice remote. The X1 DVR is incredible. I can watch one show, record up to five others at the same time, watch them in any room of the house that I want to watch them. The X1 system itself with the X1 Sports app is a must for sports lovers. It's great during the football season. I can watch my team play, hit the X1 Sports app button, and all the scores pop up around the league. I can go into those games and check out team stats and even individual stats. If you're a fantasy player, you will love that. It's also a good way just to keep track of some of my favorite teams. So I can watch, say, the football game is on, and I can just hit the X1 Sports app and check on the baseball score so I don't have to go to that game and just see what's going on. I can even get into those games, too, and get up-to-the-minute stats as well through the X1 Sports app. I use my Xfinity TV app all the time. Through that, I can even access my DVR and all the on-demand movies, and there's thousands of them, the on-demand movies and TV shows. Like today on the train ride home, I'm going to watch Westworld and HBO using the Xfinity TV app and going through the Xfinity On Demand. And the internet really is the best and fastest and most reliable. Never have any issues with it at home. You should get it too. So here's what you can do. New customers, that's you, you can get the X1 Starter Double Play from Xfinity for only $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, you get stream picks included. Just go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Again, that's the X1 Starter Double Play, $89 a month. You're going to love it. Call them today, 1-800-XFINITY, or go online to Xfinity.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal.
Call 800-921-4588, 800-921-4588, 800-921-4588.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. $0.
Pete's smart. He upgraded his carrier, too. Sprint is perfect for the new iPhone 7. You can stream, watch, post, chat, tweet, snap.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. $0 for 32 gigabytes with eligible trade-in. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Subject to $30 activation fee and credit. iPhone 7 requires trade-in of iPhone 6S or 6S Plus from the new line or eligible upgrade. $0 after 24 monthly credits with installment billing. Taxes due at set. Early termination of installment agreement. Service results and remaining balance due. Offer coverage not available. Every restrictions.
Welcome to the sweet spot, where your kitchen gets the new appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances from Samsung. Save $600 on a Samsung French door refrigerator in black stainless steel. It stores more and has Samsung's most modern finish. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
16. Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Chicago Bears Ladies Night. Tomorrow night at Soldier Field. Get your tickets at chicagobears.com/events. I'm Jeff Joniak. It was a terrific first NFL start for 21-year-old running back Jordan Howard in yesterday's win over the Lions.
I feel like it gives me more confidence. I don't feel like there's any pressure because I just have to do what I've been doing all my life. And I know the O-line and our receivers and tight ends, they will block well for me. And coaches, they'll get me in the right place. So I feel like I just have to do my job. No added pressure.
Howard finished with 111 yards rushing on a day Kevin White impressed John Fox.
I thought he was by far his best game. I think he was real aggressive. He caught some contested balls. I think after the catch, felt he was very aggressive.
But White is dealing with an ankle sprain, while Jay Cutler continues to rehab a thumb injury that, healed or not, could keep him off the field due to the play of Brian Hoyer.
We'll evaluate it like everything right now. I don't like getting into speculation and predictions because we'll know more on Wednesday.
When the Bears return to practice to prep for the Indianapolis Colts. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears news every weekday on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
Just past 3:30 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves games make great group outings. Bring your pack to a game and visit ChicagoWolves.com today. We now know when the Cubs will play this weekend. Game times are out. Game 1, Friday at Wrigley, 8:15, the first pitch. Watch it on FS1. Game 2, Saturday, the first pitch at Wrigley at 7:08 p.m. You can watch that on the MLB Network. Of course, all Cub postseason games will be right here on 670 The Score. Cubs will have a simulated game tomorrow. tomorrow at Wrigley, and they'll do a workout Wednesday and Thursday before Game 1 of the NLDS coming up Friday night. No games today. American League wildcard game will feature the Blue Jays and Orioles. That's in Toronto tomorrow. Chris Tillman and Marcus Stroman, your pitching matchup there. Wednesday, Giants and Mets get together. National League wildcard game. Madison Bumgarner taking on Noah Syndergaard. White Sox officially named Rick Renteria as the team's manager today, the 40th manager in White Sox history, as he takes over for Robin Ventura after he officially stepped down yesterday. Renteria, the bench coach this year, after taking a year off after being dumped by the Cubs when Joe Maddon became available. By the way, White Sox GM Rick Hahn will jump on with Mully and Hanley. That's tomorrow morning, 8:30, so check it out then on 670 The Score. John Fox, for the first time, suggested that Jay Cutler may not be given the job back if he's 100%.
Well, I think it's performance-based, you know, so... You know, anybody that's performing well, you know, I don't think we're going to be likely to change.
Don't change horses in midstream. We'll see. 17-14 win over Detroit. Brian Hoyer, 300 yards in change and two touchdowns on the afternoon. It's back to work to get ready on Wednesday for the Indianapolis Colts down in Indianapolis on Sunday. One move today, C.J. Wilson's back in the fold. Raheem Mostert was let go. Vikings and Giants tonight on Monday Night Football. We'll have that for you at 6:45. Right here on The Score. 3:30, time for the closing bell report. Real estate market dragging down Wall Street today. All the markets down. Dow Jones down 54 points to end up at 18,253. NASDAQ down 11 to end up right at 5,300. The S&P down 7 points to end up at 2,161. And the closing bell is brought to you by RichUncles.com. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for the NL Central champion Chicago Cubs. Listen to every postseason game right here with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. It's Chicago Playoff Baseball on 670 The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
Caring and compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today.
3:34 here on The Score. Normally we'd be doing the second half at this point, but on days after Bears games, we do not do the second half. It's Ron Giannabatticola. We're in for Boers and Bernstein. Glad to be here with you until 6 o'clock. And before then, we will give away, have a nice prize package giveaway. We will qualify someone for a trip to New York. It's the 2016 Professional Sports Tour Package Giveaway. It's a really, really great prize we're qualifying people for. We did it last week, and we'll do another one today before 6. You have to keep on listening to find out how to qualify. 312-644-6767. And before the update there went to the last break, you read a tweet from our guy Chris Emma.
Yep.
Comments from John Fox saying that, insinuating that even if Jay Cutler's healthy, he may not be the starting quarterback. Like, the best guy performing will be the guy that starts and plays. So could Brian Hoyer take the job away from Jay Cutler this season? And then yesterday during the Fox broadcast, veteran broadcaster and Super Bowl winning head coach Jimmy Johnson had some thoughts.
Brian, he's auditioning for the job, and if he keeps playing the way he's playing right now, I think he keeps the job. 18 for 25, 173 yards and a touchdown. But I think as much as, you know, him throwing the football and moving the football down the field and scoring points, I think it's his scrappy play that inspires his teammates. It's called leadership, Jay Cutler. And I think there's a good chance Jay Cutler's seen his last snap as a Chicago Bear.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, well, I'll tell you, because if you hear... I mean, we can go back. We don't need to. We can go back and find all the audio from players. This particular season, talking about Jay Cutler being the team leader.
His own teammates.
Right. Talking about Jay Cutler being a leader, the leader on the team. As Jay goes, we go. Jay is the leader. That's just the lazy national narrative that goes on with Jay Cutler. Dan and I read it Friday in the Tribune. Sam Farmer from the LA Times, he wrote about it and said that, you know, the team is better off with Brian Hoyer as the quarterback. Thankfully, and I think a lot of the local guys picked up on this in the game yesterday, because all the stuff I saw on Twitter, the columns that were written and then posted to Twitter, just they all said one after the other, you know, Brian Hoyer had a great game, but he's the backup. Brian Hoyer is best fit as the backup. Brian Hoyer is a backup. When Jay Cutler is healthy and able to hold a football and throw it again, Jay Cutler should start at quarterback, period. Brian Hoyer is the backup quarterback. Jay Cutler is a better quarterback than Brian Hoyer. Jay Cutler will always be a better quarterback than Brian Hoyer.
It's amazing to me how easy it is for presumably football smart people. And you would have to, I mean, you have to think that a coach who won a Super Bowl is a football smart person, But it is amazing to me how quickly and easily guys like that can just slip right into that narrative, that national narrative that his teammates don't like him. And
well, how many
forget about the Martellus Bennett stuff? Like, the Bennett people, the Bennetts are nuts. Forget those two guys.
Right.
I mean, Marty seemed like a fairly nice dude. I met him once. He seemed okay, but
very nice guy.
When it came down to it, he's a little batty, you know. And I think his brother is too. So forget what those two guys said. I mean, Brandon Marshall, a guy who used to get into it with Cutler. I mean, they clearly have had a long relationship, but even he kind of said, I don't know how much of it is I'm just saying nice things about my friend. But before the season even started, he said, I think he can win an MVP. And that might be a little hyperbole or a lot of hyperbole, but anybody who has played with him that I have heard that really knows him thinks anything other than he's a bad presence in the locker room, or he's not a leader. All you ever hear about him is that he is.
Works hard, he's a great leader.
And he's tough. And toughness is an attribute of a leader for a lot of people. They see a guy who's going to be injured and still go out there and try to play, and they say that's a leader. That's a guy who is leading by example, that he's going to tough out whatever. He tried to play through a thumb problem. He tried to play, how many quarters in that NFC Championship game? How long did he try to play? I think the entire second quarter. Isn't that what they believe, that he got himself hurt maybe in the first quarter of that game, and he played an entire quarter on the bad knee and just didn't come out for the second half?
So,
that's a guy who's trying to play through injury. I don't understand the national narrative, and I don't know where it began. Probably when he was in Denver.
Well, but I mean, you have a guy like Charles Woodson, even, who comes out and says that Cutler quit on his team in the playoff game against Green Bay. Yeah, he had that terrible knee injury that there was no way he could stay in the game. But you know, Woodson looks at it as a guy who quit on his team. Then there's the whole when he's on the sideline, they show him the sideline. He's not involved. He's not interacting. He's not looking at film, or he's not looking at pictures. He's not helping the backup quarterback. But he absolutely he is. Absolutely he is.
You just don't see it because you're not able to on TV because they don't show him the entire time.
Exactly. And when do producers go to Jay Cutler on the sideline to show him?
When he appears to be sulking.
When he's yawning, or when he's picking his nose, or when he's not doing anything football related. Why? Because that's the sexier story. And then you go to your halftime game, your halftime show, and you have a Super Bowl winning coach say that he's taking his last snap as a Bears quarterback because he likes the grittiness. And his grittiness shows he's a real team leader, Jay Cutler. You have that kind of stupidity. All right, so this is what our guy Chris Emma tweeted out earlier. John Fox hasn't stated that Jay Cutler will be the Bears starting quarterback when healthy. Today, he suggested Brian Hoyer can earn the job. John Fox said of Bears QB play, Brian Hoyer, quote, anybody that's performing well, I don't think we're going to be likely to change.
All right. So, I mean, that's okay.
John Fox knows he's creating a QB controversy. He likes gamemanship. That's also what Chris tweeted out. So 312-644-6767. Your thoughts on it as a Bears fan? I'm hesitant to ask the question. I'm afraid to hear some of the responses. But, I mean, do you feel if Brian Hoyer continues playing well, that Jay Cutler should not be the starting quarterback when he's fully healthy, despite the fact that Jay Cutler is 10 times the quarterback that Brian Hoyer is?
He could also just be saying that for Hoyer's sake. Because in the meantime, he is the quarterback because they don't really have a choice because of the injury. So why say, why not say something like, hey, he's doing so well?
Because it's football, and football is a rough, terrible, awful business, and he is signed and brought in as the backup quarterback. And if he can't understand his role, that when the starter is healthy, that he puts his ass back on the bench, then he shouldn't be in this game. It's a terrible game. It's a game where a guy could give 15 years of his life and give multiple injuries and risk severe injury down the road mentally, and a team can say, we don't want you anymore, you're gone tomorrow.
He probably does understand that.
Then John Fox doesn't need to say crap like that to make him feel good about himself. This is a guy who's played on, five or six teams? He's been to the playoffs before. He knows how it works. He doesn't need to be coddled.
I'm trying to think of every possible reason you might do something like this.
Yeah, and that could be one. Okay. That's fine. I get it.
It could be a thing where he just says, I want you to feel even more confident because I recognize how well you're doing, and it is so good that I think that we might stick with you even when the other guy comes back.
312-644-6767. You heard what John Fox had to say today at his press conference. You heard the comments from Jimmy Johnson. If you didn't hear him, yesterday at halftime. You heard him just now that he thinks Jay Cutler has taken his last snap as the Bears quarterback. He likes the grittiness that Brian Hoyer displays on the field, which translates to, for him, into leadership. And he specifically mentioned Jay Cutler and called him out there for it. Your thoughts on it when Jay Cutler is healthy? Should he be back as the quarterback? 312-644-6767. And the Bears get their first win yesterday over the Lions, 17-14.
Who was the dude? And I think it was this offseason because, I mean, there are so many different analysts, former players that pile on Cutler. But there was somebody that brought up the example of Phillip Rivers and said that guy played through an ACL tear. Remember that? That's not exactly what happened because he did come out of that game. Remember that playoff game back in 2008? And I wish I could remember the player. It was a former player that was doing the...
Phillip Rivers came out of a game?
Right. That he said Phillip Rivers played through an ACL injury.
Okay.
Which is true, but that was after he got it cleaned up. He left the game he got hurt in. He did not finish the game. He got it cleaned up that week and was able to play on it the following week. That's
it
true.
It might have been Charles Woodson, but because, you know, he said a lot. He said stuff earlier this year about Jay Cutler, and it was interesting because, you know, I went back through the game logs for Woodson's career, and he missed a bunch of games with injuries. But he's calling Cutler out for not being tough enough to play through a knee injury as quarterback.
Yeah,
But he tried to. Oh, some idiot.
And the guy that he used as an example for toughness, there's Phillip Rivers. He came out of the game.
Well, and then some idiot too, after Cutler left the game with the thumb injury, on Twitter went on some, and he worked for ESPN TV, and he said something like Cutler was like faking a limp with the injury because he didn't want to play anymore, even though it was a thumb injury. And then he even went on so far as to say that you don't even need your thumb to throw a football.
Well, who said this?
The guy on ESPN TV. I don't know.
Was he a player?
Former player, it had to be. I'm sure a listener will text me at 670 to refresh my memory on it. We'll take a brief time out. Lots of phone calls. We'll get all to you. 312-644-6767. Top of the hour, we're going to visit with Eric at home, talk all things NFL. 5 o'clock. Our tight end, Zach Miller, will join us here on the Boers and Bernstein Show.
Who will the Cubs face in the NLDS? The San Francisco Giants or the New York Mets? Listen to the Hometown Call with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer for every exciting Cubs playoff game right here. Game 1 of the NLDS is Friday. Don't miss a minute of this historic series on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 888-474-4019. That's 888-474-4019.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
Radio. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Well, I think we'll evaluate it just like we do every position on the football team. You know, I think Jay's played a lot of good football. In fact, in the cut-ups watching Detroit, in last year's two games, I thought he played pretty well. So, we'll evaluate it like everything right now. I don't like getting into speculation and predictions because we'll know more on Wednesday.
All right, well, it's not speculation or predictions. When Jake Cutler is healthy, he's back to being your starting quarterback. It's that simple. He's your starter. There's a depth chart. Brian Hoyer should not supplant Jake Cutler on your depth chart based on particularly this game. And a lot of texters have said at 6-7-11, which the texting is brought to you by Grossinger, I'd like to see Jay Cutler play with Jordan Howard and better offensive line protection and a stronger, more consistent running game. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see those opportunities where, you talked about Brian Hoyer, he had opportunities to get out of the pocket to make plays. Jay Cutler couldn't do that because Leno and Massey couldn't block a guy.
Leno's better now. He's made improvements, I think, week to week.
But the first two games, how many sacks did Cutler run into in the pocket?
That's his whole career here for the most part.
Oh, no. The offensive line was terrible the first two games. Terrible. You put Brian Hoyer in those first two games starting with that running game and with those play calling from Loggins, Brian Hoyer's probably on the street, and there's a different backup quarterback here. So don't tell me that Brian Hoyer has earned the job because of yesterday's game. Or I'm not going to rule anything out. He's your starter. When he's healthy, he's back to playing quarterback.
I don't have a problem, really, with him saying it the way he did. We could probably read too much into it. How much he's willing to commit to Hoyer long-term. Well, and by long-term, I mean the rest of the season over Cutler, even if Cutler's healthy. We can probably read more into it than it actually is. Maybe he's just trying to give a little bit extra confidence to him. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Paul on the north side, you're on the score. What's up, Paul?
Hi. I know you guys are talking football.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have a baseball question.
Yep.
Would either of you have Jorge Soler on your 25-man playoff roster? Because I'd hate to see Almora Jr. or Matt Caesar off the roster because he's on it. So I just wondered your opinion.
Well, Paul, I think you can get Soler, Caesar, and Almora as a 25th guy on the roster if you have 11 pitchers go, which they might do. If you do 11, Jorge.
I just want to know if Jorge is going to make the team.
I know. I wasn't going to make fun of the guy.
Jorge's on the team for next year.
It happens. But, I think if you break it down, and I've written it down somewhere. I don't know where it is. But I had 11 pitchers, and I had 14 position players.
Yeah, you
players.
Can go.
And I had Caesar, and I had Almora Jr., the 25th guy, and Soler's on there.
Especially for a division series, you can go with 11.
Right.
And take the extra bench players.
Right, for sure.
I think that you could take the extra pitcher. If you make it to the World Series, you probably get away with taking the extra pitcher because there would be less of a need for more bench players because you're going to play some of those games in American League parks.
Right. I also, if I'm leaving a guy off my playoff roster, it's Tommy La Stella, period. I mean, that's not even a question. Just the garbage he pulled during the season.
Coghlan's playing well, too. Well, I mean, Coghlan's right. Going to be in, but.
Right. And, you know, and they like Coghlan a lot. Jake, he's in a car phone. And now he's on the
he's
score.
He's in one?
Yeah. What's up, Jake?
Or is he on one? Is he in it?
He's on a car phone in a car. But he's probably on a cell phone in his car. What's up, Jake?
Matt's having trouble with prepositions.
I am on my cell phone in my car. I wanted to say, Matt and Chris, that I agree with both of you on Cutler. And it's not just because I'm one of Cutler's biggest fans, as weird as I may hear to hear of a fan on the score. But do people forget that Brian Hoyer just threw, what was it, 5 interceptions in the Texans and Chiefs, I believe?
Yeah, four or five. It was not good.
It was not good, and that's a big flag. Just that alone, and then it amazes me that people, just after 2 games, Jimmy Johnson is one of the smartest football guys ever, but he falls into that ESPN, you know, Stephen A. Smith narrative that Cutler is just a complete abomination when it comes to sports, and I cannot. You can clearly see how many yards after catch did Eddie Royal, was that a 65-yard
64-yard play?
Yeah, okay, right.
And Hoyer, I mean, Hoyer, they dummy down the offense to fit Hoyer's capabilities. He doesn't have, you know, terrific downfield, accuracy. And then when people talk about the thumb, I was arguing with Ryan Clark on Twitter last week, and he was talking about how he had a separated shoulder and how, he was like, I still was able to play through it. But I think there's a difference. He played through pain, and I respect and props to him for that. But when it comes to playing through pain to do something that doesn't require the skill that it takes to throw a football, if you can't throw the football, you can't. I mean, if you don't have your thumb, there's no accuracy. The ball is not going to go. You can play through it all you want. You can hand off the ball to the running back all you want for Jeremy Langford for 2 yards every play, but you can't throw the ball. So there's literally no point of you being out there. You're literally just costing your team. You know, you're costing your team by being out there as opposed to a guy who's, who just has to tackle people. It may be painful, but you can still do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jake, thanks for the call.
It only happens with Jay Cutler where players or former players that don't play with him or right. have not played with him like to call him out for not playing
tough.
Through an injury.
I know.
He's the only guy. Is there any other guy in football where you hear a player say something like that? And this text message goes, this is from Paul in Bloomingdale who texted a little bit ago. What was Jay Cutler's horrible knee injury from the NFC Championship game? Why didn't we ever hear what the injury was and what the recovery was? And there was no surgery, and he was walking up steps in a mall 3 days later. Phillip Rivers played an entire game with torn ligaments in his knee. You two have no idea what you're talking about. Well, all right, I'm gonna stop you there, Paul, because the game you're talking about, like I was just telling you before the segment ended, last one, Phillip Rivers did not finish that game. Brian Volek did, and brought them back against the Colts and beat them. So if he had not done that, he would not. Rivers would not have had the opportunity the next week to get that knee cleaned up and then come back for the following game and play. So if the backup quarterback, if the second stringer had not come in that game to finish that game and bring them back to win it, he wouldn't have had the chance to play the following week. And that's what happened with Cutler. He didn't have a chance to play the next week either.
That's Chris Ranji. I'm Matt Abatacola. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show. Up next, we'll visit with Eric Edholm. Your phone calls as well in the 4 o'clock hour. 312-644-6767 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cubs playoff coverage on The Score is being brought to you in part by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. This Bud's for you and Comcast Business, built for Chicago.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. $0.
Pete Smart, he upgraded his carrier, too. Sprint is perfect for the new iPhone 7. You can stream, watch, post, chat, tweet, snap.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. $0 for 32GB with eligible trade-in. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Subject to $30 activation fee and credit. iPhone 7 requires trade-in of iPhone 6S or 6S Plus with a new line or eligible upgrade. $0 after 24 monthly credits with installment billing. Taxes due at set early termination installment agreement. Service results and remaining balance due offer coverage not available under restrictions.
Welcome to the sweet spot, where your kitchen gets the new appliances it needs and you get really low prices. Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 30% with special buys on the most innovative appliances from Samsung. save $600 on a Samsung French door refrigerator in black stainless steel. It stores more and has Samsung's most modern finish. Sweet. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. With up to 30% off appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. Call 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588.